10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Today on The Grave Talks, channeling messages from The Group, a conversation with Steve Rother. Years ago, Steve Rother was working as a contractor and living a life far removed from the spiritual world he would later become known for. He wasn't searching for a new calling, planning to write books, or expecting to spend the next 3 decades sharing messages from a collective consciousness known as The Group. Then, something happened that changed the direction of his life entirely. Since then, Steve has spent decades sharing those messages through books, workshops, and live channeling sessions, building a following of people who believe The Group offers insight into consciousness, personal growth, and the larger question, why are we here? It's a fascinating story of how an ordinary man with no plans of becoming a spiritual teacher suddenly found himself on a path he never saw coming. Steve, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today. You know, you have a rather fascinating story to me. I was reading about you and I'm like, this guy's life kind of took a hard right turn because you're going along one way and then it just changed. So this happened, was it about 30 years ago?
That's correct. Almost exactly 30 years ago, 30 and a half years ago, my life absolutely changed. Mine and my wife's, yes, my whole family.
So here you are, you're going to work every day, have a family, bringing home the money, paying the bills. And then I don't even know how to phrase this. Did you suddenly start having a feeling like something was trying to communicate with you? How would you explain what happened?
I was a general contractor in San Diego, and I lived in a totally different world. I mean, when you're a general contractor, every other word starts with F. So, I spoke a different language every other part of it. Here I am. My wife was into metaphysics. She was going to a kind of a spiritual church, a unity church. And I would always stay home. She'd say, honey, you want to come with me? And I go, no, thanks. I'll stay home, take care of the kids. You go play with your friends, you know. And it was real nice. But then on December 31st, 1995, we're always looking for something else to do to celebrate the New Year's. I don't drink, so that kind of cuts out 80% of what things to do. And she said, well, my church is having this thing. Why don't you come? I said, okay, you know what? I'll go with you this time so that your friends actually know you are married and they can meet me. And I go, and it was a little gathering, probably about 30 people, 40 people. And the idea was we would go through the night and we would talk and we'd break into groups and we'd have this list. And one side would be all the things we want to release from our life. And the other side would be all the things we want to bring in the new year. And I said, okay, honey, no problem. I'm just going to stay close to you. They speak a different language than I do. I'm just going to try and get through the night. I'm going to smile and nod a lot. That was my whole idea. Well, they were wonderful people. They were incredible. And, of course, they welcomed me with open arms. And the fact that I didn't know anything probably even made it nicer for them. And as soon as we walked in the door, they split us up. They put us in two different groups. So,
Which actually makes some sense with what you were doing.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I do the same now with people when they come in my seminars. So basically, it was a good experience. Come midnight, we all hugged and kissed and said goodnight. And we were supposed to meet back on the beach in Coronado Beach, and there's one place, it kind of curves around toward Mexico there, and you can actually watch the sunrise on that beach. So I'm in my contractor mode. So I show up with all this wood and I build this big bonfire for everybody before they get there. Probably about maybe 15 people showed up after that, because we were coming back at like 5 in the morning or 6 in the morning. And the idea was we were going to take this list and we were going to tear it in half. And the things we wanted to release, we threw in the fire, and the other ones we read to the rising sun. Well, no problem. So I'm here. I'm feeling better about everything and not hiding anymore. But I was hiding that morning, and I was in the smoke. You know, there's always one place where the smoke goes. Well, mm-hmm. I was in the smoke trying to hide.
Literally.
So I wanted to see everybody. Wanted to see everybody else do it first. You know,
it's intimidating. You know, this is a new group of people.
Yes, absolutely. And I was very emotional. I wouldn't have believed that I could be that emotional, but I was crying earlier in the evening.
So it really did. It did open you up.
Oh, it did. It completely did. So here we are in the morning, and the leader gets up there, and he throws his stuff in the fire, and everybody goes, ho! And then he starts to read what he has on the other list, and he says, I'm being told that Steve needs to go first. So I glanced a really dirty look at my wife at that point, going, you got me into this. And I said, okay, I can do this. I can get this over with. I go up there, tear the paper in half. I throw this stuff in the fire. Everybody goes, ho. And I start to read the other piece, and I can't see it. Everything's a blur. And that's when the group came into me. And they started talking in a language I didn't understand. I didn't know what they were doing. I could feel my heart opening. And after what seemed to me like about 30 seconds of silence, they said I was there for almost 2 minutes. And I became aware that my shirt was wet from all the tears. And they're all holding their hands up, sending energy to me because they were worried about, I don't know what they were doing because it was all new to me. And all I could say is that I would be a light worker. And that was the first time I heard that word.
I was going to ask, did you even know what that was?
No. In fact, I got back in line after that and got back in the smoke. And my wife says, honey, what's a light worker? And I said, I don't know, but I think we're going to find out. So we started a whole different life after that. My contracting business closed. It scared the heck out of me because I was making a living. I was supporting my family. I was doing it. My wife worked, but she wasn't making near the money I was. So it was really difficult, but it literally, I couldn't get any jobs. It was real simple.
Oh.
So, yeah. So anyway, I went to my computer because chat rooms were brand new back then. This is 30 years ago. And chat rooms and the internet was still fairly new, but I found a chat room where people were talking and they were writing things and they were talking about a channel. And I started writing things and all of a sudden this incredible energy came out of me and I couldn't stop writing. And that's the first time that I really heard from this group. Now, in this chat room, everybody's going, oh, I'm channeling Viwamas of the 23rd dimension. And they had all these fancy names that I knew nothing about. And so I asked my entities, I said, you know, who am I channeling? Because apparently you're not supposed to channel the bad guys, whoever the bad guys are. And I said, so tell me what your names are. Who are you? I was aware they were multiple. And they said, we'd rather not. And I said, okay, well, if you're not going to tell me who you are, I can't channel you. And they said something I'll never forget. They said, we honor all your choices. And they were quiet. And that just devastated me. It was like I finally got a fish on the line and I had to let it go. It was really, you know, really difficult.
And going back to that day on the beach.
Yeah.
And when you said the group came in, was that kind of terrifying at the same time? Because, you know, you'd had an emotional night and kind of getting in touch with yourself in a way you probably never had before. And then you was it like you were hearing voices? Was it also visions at the same time?
I was feeling it more than hearing it. So something was inside, getting into me, whether it was through my ears or whatever it was. I was feeling something. I couldn't make it out, which makes me think I was it was a different language or something. And what they told me later is that they had to tune me to be able to understand what they were saying. But it scared me. It absolutely scared me. And I was just trying to get through the night without looking foolish at that point. Just trying to say, okay, I'll go home and go to bed and everything will be okay tomorrow.
And not to be insensitive, but there had to have also been a point where you are like, am I losing my mind? You know what?
No, absolutely.
Because I'm going to assume with the way you responded to it, that it was, insistent maybe, or maybe it was just there. So how did you kind of end up eventually opening up to it?
When I started writing in this chat room, all of a sudden I found myself typing as fast as I could. The tears were back. Oh my God, I must have cried for the first 3 years I was channeling. It was embarrassing, but I finally got used to it. But that I was typing as fast as I could because I was afraid I'd lose whatever it was that was coming through. And the information was incredible. It was way beyond me. And it was really beautiful. So that's really how I got to trust it. But then, my conscious brain got involved and I wanted to quantify everything and I wanted to know who they were and everything else. And they said that we'd rather not. They said, we want people to take the message for the love content of the message and not because of some label placed on it. And I said, okay. Well, and that's when I called them the group. And I was the one that made up the name of the group.
And now it's been 30 years. So this has really developed in a whole different way, I'm sure, than what you ever thought back then when you're typing away on the message boards. Do you see them as people or is it entities or spirits or do you even know? But you know there's more than one voice coming to you.
That's a great question. We actually teach channeling classes and I'll tell you what they say about it. They say there's many ways that people can channel. The artist channels in one way, the musician channels in another. And I believe that we all channel. We call it different things. There's basically four ways that it comes through. The first is clairvoyant, which is where you see things. The second is clairaudient, where you hear things. Then there's clairescent, and when that is just basically the energy comes into you. I'm the fourth one. I'm claircognizant. All of a sudden, I know something, and I don't know where it came from. And that took the longest for me to trust that. Because I didn't have an image to go back to or words to come back to or a vision. But I've learned that all of a sudden they drop things in and I really only have a short time to speak them or they're gone. So I've learned to trust it. I've learned to move through that. But I'm claircognizant. So that's, and I think most people are in some way, but most people don't trust it. That's kind of what it looks like.
Well, I could see most people not trusting any of it because, you know, maybe it comes through as a voice in your head or maybe it comes through as just it's there and I need to get this out. I've got almost like automatic writing in a way. It's like I need this. It's coming through me and I need it to come out. How did that conversation go, though, with your wife when you're like, honey, I got something to
difficult.
Tell you.
That was difficult. She's a wonderful, loving being, and she was just, I was lucky to have her in my life this whole time. But she also called herself a recovering Catholic. So she basically said that she had always been taught that only the Pope speaks to God, and she knew perfectly well I wasn't anywhere in that category. So she had a real hard time with it. in the beginning. And she said what I used to say to her, honey, you go play with your friends and I'll be here when you're done, you know, type of thing.
And Catholics do have conversations with lots of different spirits, though.
All the time.
You know?
All the time.
So but it's out of the norm. This isn't what we're taught as a Catholic. Right. This isn't how it's supposed to be. But it sounds like she was kind of also at this time on her own spiritual journey.
She was. She was. And she was learning a lot. And it was very difficult for her to kind of be the leader in that area and then all of a sudden have me start channeling. It was a challenge for her to go through that. So I tried to just let her in as much as I could. It was probably 2 years down the road when she started sitting next to me in my live channels, because we started traveling. My books were translated into 19 different languages. So that opened the door for us to travel all over the world. And we loved that part. But when she was sitting next to me on stage, there was a couple times where she was just astounded at what was coming out of my mouth. And she knew it wasn't me. So that experience got her to trust it as well. Everything changed from that point on. We were a team, and it was incredible.
So at some point, you transitioned from writing on the message boards to writing books and traveling extensively, because that would also be an entire process of, this is really happening. I'm making some sense of it and seeing where to apply it and finding an audience that wants to hear it. That's another part of it. And you were a contractor.
Exactly.
None of this is in your wheelhouse.
And I never went to college. I couldn't wait to get out of high school. I'm not the academic type. You could not have convinced me that I would write 8 books that were translated into 19 languages. That was not in my possibilities at all. But here I am, just spitting this stuff out. And fortunately, I had some good editors in the beginning that helped me. So, mm-hmm. And I'm pretty convinced that the group took care of that for me.
How has this changed over 30 years? I would imagine the change from Steve on the beach to Steve today is quite profound.
I got comfortable with it. I channel all the time. I don't, it used to be very mysterious. I used to have to sit with my feet touching the ground and not cross my legs and all the typical rules that you would hear about people learning to channel. None of that applies. I channel in the elevator sometimes. A group will give me information. They'll say, tell this person this, or, you know, strange things that happen. I'm in the doctor's office once. They found out that I was the guy writing this book. And the girls pulled me aside and they said, can you talk to one of the nurses here? She's having a hard time. And I go, well, you know, I can't do that. I do sessions, but I can't just, you know. And the group very quickly said, tell her that her grandmother loves her and she's okay. I told her that and she just immediately went into tears. It turns out her grandmother died the week before. She was having a hard time. Those types of things are just magical. After that, the next time I came in, the two girls came in and locked the door. They locked the doctor out of the office for a few minutes while they asked me some questions. And so anyway, I get to experience some wonderful things like that. It's incredible.
So when you get information from them, it could be a one-on-one, this message is for you. Yes. And I would think you would know exactly. And I don't know how you know, but it's kind of like an instinct, like I need to tell this person. I don't think it would always be so obvious as we need you to talk to this nurse, you know, but there'd be times it would be overwhelming. But is there more kind of general information you get about the universe and the world today and that sort of thing?
That's the bulk of the information. I put out a monthly message that I put out for 30 years now called The Beacons of Light. It goes out on our mailing list. It also has been published in the Sedona Journal of Emergence for the last 25 years. It goes out on a regular basis. On top of that, I do courses. I do online classes, and they're for everybody. They're not just, sometimes we're talking about the origins of humanity, the origins of the universe, different aspects. Sometimes they're talking about how quantum physics has opened doors to the reality of who we really are. Mm. So it just really crosses a lot of different boundaries that I never would have expected.
I can only imagine. Because it's like, here you are just being a regular guy, and then all of a sudden your life really took a turn. I don't know what everything's all about. I don't have the group coming in to talk to me, but it seems to me like all of us here, everyone listening, we're all kind of on our own journey.
Yes.
And I don't think we all know the reason why. I think some people are farther along in the journey and picking up better on the lessons they're supposed to be learning in this lifetime. Other people seem to be not wanting to pick up on the lessons at all. We
That's
all know
right.
those people. No matter how many mistakes they make, they never seem to learn. Is that kind of the information that you've gotten from the group that kind of fills in a little bit of some of that information for you? Like, why?
Yes.
Because why is such
exactly.
the why is the overwhelming question for everything? You know, why are we all going through this? And why is some people's journey so hard or so short? You know, it's just everybody's in a different place.
I'll answer that in a second, but I need to tell you, Carol, you do channel. You channel a lot. You come up with the perfect questions at the perfect time, even though you may not have written them down. You know exactly what to ask to pick them in a perfect way. That's exactly why you're here, my dear.
Oh,
you're good at
thank
it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, the other parts is the hardest question, of course, is why are we here? What are we doing? We're basically, we all come from the same place. And they don't call it heaven because they don't actually believe in hell. So we try to get away from using those words. But when we leave here, we go home, they call it. And at home, we're all connected. We're all part of each other. We are here as well, but we can't see that. We're basically walking around with amnesia, and we can't remember our past lifetimes. We can't remember our mastery. We have to start over each time. We usually remember it as we go along, but sometimes that awakening doesn't happen until our 40s or our 50s sometimes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that kind of works, but we're basically here to evolve and to change everything, to shift all of our energy, to step into a higher vibration, a higher frequency, and live there. And it's not easy. Very, very challenging sometimes. But when we share and we hold hands, we can basically create anything. And that's the group's message more than anything else.
Because sometimes it feels like the world is I think right now in at this time in the line of history with what we're living right now, this is a very difficult time. You know, it just seems like every time you turn on the news, it's another bad story and prices and everything. It's overwhelming. Because lately I've really had to monitor my exposure to the news because I absorb it.
I did too.
And it's too much.
I had to stop.
Yeah, it's too much.
I had to stop.
And I don't know if you've even had that kind of information from the group, but what do they have to say about trying times? You know, even looking way back, like the Civil War, that would have been an incredible
yes.
trying time. What do they say about that sort of thing?
They basically say that it goes in waves, and we're constantly looking for things to enter this fifth dimensional space where everything's going to be perfect. Well, probably not. You know, we're going to have different types of challenges and different things that we work with. But we also set those up. They give an illustration. They call it the big table at home. And they say, before we come in to planet Earth, we sit around this big table and we have all of our people that we're going to connect with. And we asked this person across the table, would you be my first lover in high school? And We asked that a person over here, would you be my best friend in high school? And by the way, would you steal my girlfriend so that I can learn something and learn how to forgive? And we set many of these things up. And if we look at things in that perspective, it's so much easier. But, you know, if you look at the second law of thermodynamics, it basically says that chaos is going to get more chaotic as time goes on. And that's true.
Mm-hmm.
But we can also learn to love through it, to learn how to bring a higher vibration at each level of chaos, if you wish, to bring something else into it. We're creator beings. We just don't know that.
Well, when you think about it, if you look back historically, people's emotions, like the things you just brought up, like stealing my girlfriend so I can learn how to forgive, that's all basic throughout humankind. Learning to forgive, correct, learning to love, learning to evolve and become a bigger person and rise above things and how you deal with things. You know, I think that's kind of a through line.
Yes, it
to
is.
To all of it, what really.
One of my best-selling books was Spiritual Psychology. It's still available out there, and it's called basically Spiritual Psychology, the 12 Primary Life Lessons. And it's basically their group's view of what we're doing here and how we do it. And much of it is set up on the other side of the veil before we come in. Now, we're on the planet of free choice, so we don't have to follow anything. It's like you said, we can ignore all of it if we want to.
And you know those people. You've met them in your lifetime.
Yeah, we all know those people.
It's like, don't you get it? You keep making the same mistakes.
We have people like that running our countries sometimes. Absolutely, yes. Right? So, yeah.
And that wraps up part one of our conversation about channeling messages from the group with Steve Rother. For more information, visit his website at steverother.org. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us at The Grave Talks, thank you very much for listening.
Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery, but we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's The Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Moto Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.